You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
આપણો સમાજ, આપણી વાતો, SBS ગુજરાતી.
ડેઇલી મેઇલ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં 18 જૂને આવેલા એક આર્ટિકલ મુજબ મોબાઈલ ફોનનો વપરાશ ચામડી માટે એટલો જ નુકસાનકારક છે જેટલું અહીંના તડકામાં બહાર રહેવું. આપણે સૌને અસર કરતા વિષય પર ખાસ માહિતી લેવા અમે વાત કરી ડૉક્ટર કેન સાથે, જે લા ટ્રોબના ગ્રેજ્યુએટ છે અને એમણે મોનાશ યુનિવર્સિટીમાંથી PhD કરેલું છે. વર્ષ 2000 તેઓ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયન રેડિએશન પ્રોટેક્શન એન્ડ ન્યુક્લિયર સેફ્ટી એજન્સી આર્પેન્ઝામાં સાયન્ટિસ્ટ તરીકે ફરજ બજાવી રહ્યા છે. એમને અમે પૂછ્યું કે શું ખરેખર મોબાઈલનો ઉપયોગ ચામડીની ઉંમર વધારે છે.
The bottom line is that we don't actually agree with that statement. There is no established, or there is no evidence really to suggest that blue light from mobile phones causes skin aging. But if I can go back, the article in the Daily Mail is based on research that was done in 2015 in Germany, which showed that blue light from phototherapy, so not mobile phones, from phototherapy, can actually affect the antioxidants in the skin, and that can cause aging. Now, we don't actually dispute what was found in this research, but the main difference is that the power levels used in phototherapy are a lot higher than what you get from your mobile phone or tablet or other devices. So it's a long stretch to sort of suggest that even though phototherapy can or may be able to cause skin aging, certainly mobile phones cannot.
ખરેખર એ સહમત નથી. એમનું કહેવું છે કે મોબાઈલની બ્લુ લાઇટની અસર ફોટોથેરાપી જેટલી નથી હોતી. ડેઇલી મેઇલ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના આ આર્ટિકલમાં 2015માંના એક રિસર્ચનો ઉલ્લેખ પણ છે. તો પછી મોબાઈલના વપરાશથી થતું નુકસાન કયા પ્રકારનું હોઈ શકે એ અમે જાણ્યું.
Look, there's two things I'd like to talk about there. In terms of the blue light, although, like I said, there is no evidence to suggest that blue light from mobile phones can cause photoaging. One thing that has been shown is that blue light from mobile phones can affect the levels of melatonin. And melatonin is responsible for your sleep cycle, so it sort of tells your body it's time to go to bed. So it has been shown in quite a few studies that this can affect, or using phones before bed can affect your sleep. Now, there's been a lot of suggestions that this may have long-term effects, and that might be the case, but at the moment there is no established evidence that there are health effects from that either. But certainly your sleep is disturbed if you use phones and tablets before you go to sleep. So that's one aspect of using mobile phones. The other, and I guess very controversial issue, is that when you're using mobile phones, and I mean when you're using mobile phones against the head to make telephone calls, there's radio waves. So mobile phones use radio waves in order to transmit information.
Right.
So when you are talking on a mobile phone, there's been a suggestion that the radio waves or the radio frequency radiation from the phone can have effects on your health. And the biggest concern is that it may cause brain tumour. Now there's been quite a lot of research the last 20 years. Whether mobile phones do in fact cause brain tumour. And at the moment there is no established evidence that it does so, but having said that, there is some research that has indicated there may be an association when you use a phone to call for prolonged periods with brain tumour. Now that hasn't been established, but there is an association.
Mobile blue light apna melatonin ne asar kare chhe, જે આપણા ઊંઘવાના સમય પર અસર કરતું હોય છે. એટલે કે સૂતા પહેલાં મોબાઈલ વાપરવાથી ઊંઘ આડી અવળી થઈ જવાની શક્યતા રહે છે. એ ઉપરાંત મોબાઈલમાં વાત કરતી વખતે એને આપણા માથા પાસે રાખવો પડતો હોવાથી એના રેડિએશન આપણી તબિયત પર અસર પણ પાડી શકે છે. જે બ્રેઇન ટ્યુમર સુધી લઈ જઈ શકે. જો કે એના હજી કોઈ ઠોસ પુરાવા નથી મળ્યા. તો આ બધા માટે આરપેન્ઝા શું કરી રહી છે? એના જવાબમાં ડોક્ટર કેને કહ્યું,
So there's quite a number of things. There's quite a number of things that we do here. We are involved in research. So there's currently a big research project that we're doing in collaboration with Monash University and the University of Wollongong, where we are looking at the brain tumor rates for the last 30 years and looking at mobile phone use. A lot of people say that ever since mobile phone use became quite popular, brain tumor rates have actually increased. So that's something that we are looking at the moment, and we're hoping to report some results on that very soon. The other thing that we are doing is we are reviewing all the research that's been done around the world. And for listeners that are interested, on our website we have regular reviews of that type of research. And we are involved with international groups such as the World Health Organization in investigating this important issue.
Monash University સાથે મળીને એક સંશોધન ચાલી રહ્યું છે જેમાં આરપેન્ઝા બ્રેઇન ટ્યુમર અને મોબાઈલના વપરાશના સંબંધ વિશે સંશોધન કરી રહી છે અને એ વિષયે વર્લ્ડ હેલ્થ ઓર્ગેનાઇઝેશન સાથે પણ એ જોડાયેલી છે. તો અમે પૂછ્યું કે મોબાઈલ વાપરનારા આપણા સૌ જેવા લોકો માટે એમની કોઈ સલાહ ખરી?
Yes, so in terms of the radio frequency radiation, again, there is no established evidence of harm, but because of that possible association, if people are concerned, they should limit their mobile phone use against the head. And you can do that by various ways. You can use the phone on speaker mode, so you don't have it right against your brain. You can use a hands-free kit, for example.
Right.
Or, of course, you can use a landline instead, or use texting, or those sorts of methods. We do have a lot of information on that on our website, if you'd like to have a look at that. The other important thing is that a lot of people ask is mobile phone use in children.
Hmm.
So when it comes to children, there's not a lot of scientific information, so there's a lot of questions on whether children are more vulnerable, because their brain is still developing, really. So what we do advise for children, due to the lack of information, we actually encourage parents to limit their children's mobile phone use against the head. Now, I must stress that. So it's phone use against the head, not when you're using it to go on social media or to do other functions on the mobile phone. So that's in terms of the radiation. In terms of the blue light, Arpanza doesn't have any specific recommendations, but other experts, due to the effect that it has on sleep patterns, other experts actually do recommend that maybe don't use your phone before you go to bed, or you can actually put your phone on, most phones have a night shift function that reduces the blue light, so people can do that.
સ્વાભાવિક રીતે જ મોબાઈલને શક્ય એટલો માથાથી દૂર રાખીને, એટલે કે સ્પીકર પર કે હેન્ડ ફ્રી સાથે વાપરવો. લેન્ડલાઇન તો ઉત્તમ છે જ, અને હા, છોકરાઓને મોબાઈલ જેટલો ઓછો આપી શકાય એટલું સારું છે. અને રાત્રે સૂતા પહેલાં મોબાઈલ ન વાપરવાની તો આપણા આયુર્વેદમાં પણ સલાહ છે જ. તો બસ, મોબાઈલના ઉપયોગમાં હવે આટલું ચેતીને ચાલજો.
SBS ગુજરાતી શેર કરો અમારી સ્ટોરીઝ ફેસબુક પર.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.